This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On-the-job wellness programs offer rewards and discounts on healthcare costs for employees who agree to get some regular exercise, maybe to stop smoking or change their diets. Over 50 million workers participate in those, and now some people who buy their insurance through the Affordable Care Act may have something similar. Marketplace's Erica Barris has that story.
Under a federal pilot program, people in up to 10 states could soon get discounts on health insurance premiums. This was written into the ACA, which passed way back in 2010. The point is to make people healthier and reduce healthcare spending. Julian Reif teaches finance and economics at the University of Illinois.
I'm hopeful that states will put together a good design that allows them to actually estimate the effects of these programs.
But Nicholas Bagley, a law professor at the University of Michigan, says he's unsure if the program will even get off the ground.
Insurers don't have the infrastructure in place to do that right now. They could develop it if they wanted to.
But some might not. A couple of recent studies have found little evidence that wellness programs actually work. Catherine Baker is a health economist at the University of Chicago.
People who participate in those programs are often the ones who were already interested in improving their diet and exercise and the like.
The federal government says it will evaluate the results from the pilot program and later determine whether to expand it. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.